Magic Breakfast with Scudder.
The Amazing Race Australia continues Sunday, 7:30, and we're getting to the crunchy end of the competition. Let's get Bo Ryan, friend of the show, back on with us. Hello, Bo.
Hey, brother. How are you going, man?
I'm
good.
Fantastic. Oh, bright early. It's Friday. It's a long weekend. I'm feeling good.
It's a long weekend.
Yeah. Oh, you don't get one over there, do you?
Nah. Wish we did.
Adelaide Cup for us.
Oh, yes. Yeah, of course.
Well, we don't get Adelaide. Melbourne. Yeah, we don't get Melbourne Cup, and we don't get whatever you guys have over there.
Yeah, we get none of them.
We
work straight through. We keep the economy alive.
Yeah, righto. Yeah. Hardest working guys in Australia. Yeah. Sydney, yeah, right. Firstly, we were talking about our mutual friend, the List King, the other day when you were on last, and he's ruffled some feathers with his new one. Have you seen it yet, Bo?
Yeah, we actually nearly had a fight in my backyard about it. He was brought it up a couple of weeks ago about his list on tradies, and he caused a bit of a stir, and I think he's in the city doing an appearance for Kyle and Jack, and I think he's getting bashed as we speak, so be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, seriously, I think he would have had to change his appearance after leaving the studio.
Nah, he'll be all right, mate. No one touches the king.
No, his comments, I love, I've got the plumber one, hang on. What he said on plumbers.
Plumbers, they make it out like all day they're elbow deep in shit. Like, oh, it's a terrible job. But we all know that they're just out there ripping off old women.
Yeah, wow. I'm with him on that. Rip off merchants, mate. Plumbing is, plumbing was one that we sort of agreed on. Plumbers have really taken me to town, especially when my kids put toys. Everything costs $4,000.
My son
puts a Paw Patrol down the toilet, $4,000. Sink, but it's not working, probably $4,000. $4,000.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? Sparkies as well. I know a lot of Sparkies around the Riverland, but I got to play this.
We've also got electricians down there who are like, their tools are never used. It's like they just popped down a Mitre 10 that morning.
No truer words have been spoken.
It's
so funny. Anyway, let's stop talking about Bruno for a second.
I love that bloke. He's the king. I miss him so much.
I know.
Yeah, I hope he doesn't die this morning.
No, he'll be fine. He's getting a lot of attention, though. We're getting to the crunchy end of the Amazing Race.
My favourite end. We hit Tasmania with a bang. South Australia was great. As we spoke a couple of weeks ago, we head back up north to finish a few challenges in Queensland. It's good to say goodbye to Queensland. We've had a lot of fun there over the last couple of months. And then we head down to Tasmania, man. And I've travelled a lot, but I've never been in awe of a place like I have of Tasmania. And Hobart started us off. Hobart was the entree. And Hobart is what we'll see Sunday night. Abseiling down the casino side of Rest Point Hotel. And then we've had some challenges in the ocean. I mean, we had scuba diving in Great Barrier Reef. We had crocodile swimming in Darwin, but we had a kayak race to the pit stop of, I was out in the harbour there offshore on a Lady Nelson ship. So Tasmania was good. It was a change in temperature as well, which sorted a few of the teams out. And it was wonderful episodes, mate. And the best teams are left. Any team can win, and it's a fight of the fittest.
Yeah, it feels like a bit of, it feels like a season of Survivor now with all these alliances starting to form. What's up with that?
Well, that's what it should be. I mean, it is a race, but with the U-turn and the sabotage, especially, you need to have... there's a lot of enemies, but you need to have alliances. You need to have teams close. You need to be able to trust. You need to be able to work together. With a forced intersection, teams are working together, which is great. It's creating some alliances. But alliances haven't really been formed until last week, and you do need it. Our boys... Tom and Tyler a couple of years ago in Thailand didn't have one. They won 9 or 10 legs in a row and got U-turned on the day before the finale. So you need to have close friends in close places, and the smart teams have done that. And yeah, there's plenty of drama, mate. Plenty of tears in Tasmania. Plenty of tears.
There's always tears in Tasmania. It's been too long since I've been there. Hopefully it wasn't too cold for you guys, though, because I remember...
It started off at 30. We flew down from Brisbane. It was about 30 degrees in Brisbane. We got to Hobart, it was 32. And then the next day it was 11. So that was great. It's great, obviously great for TV. But we head to Launceston, mate. We head up to, I think it's Cradle Mountain up there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Amazing.
I mean, the altitude up there, the air is so clean down there. It's fresh. And we had a challenge where our teams have to go to the top of the dam, one of the highest in the world, where they had to throw a ball off, like a basketball, and landed in a hoop. Like, the odds are crazy, but again, sorted our teams out pretty quickly. And yeah, we lose a good team in Tasmania, and we are left with the best. We're left with the best, and it's good to get some cold conditions, and I'm super excited. This is the most excited I've been for the episodes to come on air.
Amazing. Well, so are we. Sunday, 7:30 on Wynn. Cannot wait to get back into it. Bo Ryan, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Hey, enjoy your long weekend. Don't do anything that I wouldn't do, all right?
That's pretty much anything.
Yeah.